Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Michelle Axemaker, and she works with the Warrior's Heart Canine Training and been training animals and critters of all sorts for her whole life, by the sounds of it. So welcome back, Michelle. We were just talking about the kind of animals, and it doesn't really matter about breeds so much as temperament. Do you need them at an early date, or can you train older animals?
So you can teach an old dog new tricks. Typically at Warrior's Heart, we're going to start training dogs anywhere from 2 to 4 years old. Occasionally, we'll get them into 6 or 7 years old, and that's about as old as we'll take for our program. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we do get very young puppies into our program that will start their training. So they'll start the obedience part of their training at about 12 weeks old, if we do get one that early.
Wow. And do they learn faster when you get them at 12 weeks?
Well, we tend to see less bad habits when they're 12 weeks
right.
old, so they haven't learned too many mistakes yet at that point.
Mm-hmm. And how much time does it take for you to work daily with each animal to make it a functional worker for Warrior's Heart?
That's a great question, and it really varies from dog to dog, but typically each dog is getting 2 to 4 hours of training 7 days a week.
So they're on a pretty heavy program.
They are. They get a lot of interaction and exercise every day.
Wonderful. And so they never graduate. You're continually working with them as they're working with humans who need them with these Warrior Hearts?
That's right. So our canines will spend 42 days with their handler, learning those specific anxieties to that person. They may or may not leave within that 42 days. Some dogs will stay here longer and continue to get training.
Hmm. Did you ever think when you had your love for animals on your ranch or when you worked at zoos that the work with animals would take you to a place like this?
I never dreamed it would, but I'm so glad that I found Warrior's Heart because I also have PTSD and have my own service dog at home. So it's really become a meaningful and purposeful match for me because I can not only share my talent, but my experiences with my clients.
So you know how big a shift that these animals can make for the humans in need.
That's right. They certainly can improve the quality of life for their handler. I know that mine has. So I love to tell my story
yeah.
to the people who come into our canine department so that they can kind of relate to where I've been as well.
And how you've been there just over a year. Is that how you connected with them? How did you get the job there?
Well, they have a job posting that I just happened to see and applied for, and I was lucky enough to get chosen to do this really important work.
Mm. Does your work cover working with the humans as well as the animals? Like, are you working as a unit, as a team, or do you work more with the animals?
We are a complete team.
Okay.
So our clients will come down to canine. They'll get to know me. They may fall in love with a certain dog and will start lots of relationship building activities so that they can bond as a pair. Then I will start teaching their handler how to train the dog. So really, the client gets to train their own dog specifically for their PTSD anxieties.
Hmm. When you see a human coming in need, can you kind of see what kind of dog they're going to be going for before they even find it?
So that's a big part of my job, is kind of picking up on what exactly those behaviors are that we want to try and help and figuring out the right dog for the job. Now, most of the time, the clients are able to pick the perfect dog for their symptoms, so it really just works itself out most of the time.
And are the dogs kind of picking the people too, do you think?
Absolutely. They absolutely do. Some of the bonds that we see between handlers and canines are unbreakable and just really beautiful to witness.
Wow. And in that case, do they get to have that animal for follow-up after their treatment? Or how does that work once you really bonded to something that helps you heal?
So once they're bonded and into our academy program, they will get an application to adopt their dog, and then they will raise funds to purchase their service dog that they've been working so hard to train. If your listeners want to help any of our clients obtain their PTSD dog, we do take tax-deductible credits from the Warrior's Heart Foundation.
Okay, and doesn't matter what country it comes from, because we're up here in Canada.
No. Yeah, so long as they earmark it for canine, it'll come right to this department.
Have you heard of anything quite like this anywhere else in the world? Is this kind of new? Like, I've heard of things kind of like this with horses, but not so much with dogs.
So Warrior's Heart is the only PTSD and co-occurring issue center in the world that specializes in active duty, veterans, and first responders. So we do have a very unique program here.
And how many people can you take? Like, the world has PTSD right now. The world is in crisis. How many people can you serve, and how often is your intake?
Well, we can have about 60 people here at a time, and that number is hopefully going to start increasing really quickly. We've helped about 1,500 warriors so far, and 200 of those warriors have discharged with their own service or ESA canine.
And they go back into their work world? Like, a lot of them are employed in service work.
That's right. We have active duty. We have veterans that hold full-time jobs or maybe run their own business. We have people that are retired. So we have all sorts of people from every line of work and walk of life that come to Warrior's Heart.
Michelle, what's that step between, total support and going back into the world? How do you navigate that?
Sure. So one of the options that we have at Warrior's Heart, after your 42 days spent in the residential treatment, you can move on to sober living, and you can take your canine there as well. And that's kind of a step to get you back out into living your life the best that you can.
So it's pretty intensive when you choose to apply to have a spot in the Warrior's Heart canine training.
Absolutely. So anyone can do it. If you love dogs and have a drive to train your own service dog or work with me to train your own service dog, you can absolutely do it. Now, it is a lot of work, and it's not for everyone, or we would all have service dogs, but they really do improve the lives of the people who really feel it in their heart.
Wow. Michelle is a trainer of many things. I mean, you've been a zookeeper and a trainer in zoos as well as on ranches. What is the most interesting training you've done with a critter? Like, what kind of critters have you taught the most?
Well, one of the training projects I'm most proud of is training a 14-foot Nile crocodile who did not have a very nice attitude to crate train. We trained him to go into a crate on his own through positive reinforcement so that we could move him to another exhibit at the zoo.
Wow. And just through positive reinforcement, that must have taken a lot. You say you have PTSD. Would the fear come up working with those kind of critters?
I'm not going to recommend a PTSD crocodile, that's for sure.
No. I've been reasonably close to them in Mexico, and that you don't want to get too close.
That's correct. Well, and that's the whole reason we crate train this particular animal, was to keep its handlers safe.
Right.
Keep them hands off, so he would walk right into his crate on his own for that food reward, and then we could move him without ever having to actually touch him.
Wow. Well, thank you for all your work in this world with animals. And just can you let people know just how they could support your program if they'd like to, their address, anything about Warrior's Heart canine training?
store, if you're interested in seeking help for an addiction or a co-occurring issue, you can reach out to us through warriorsheart.com. It's got all of the answers to your questions on that website. If you're interested in helping out a warrior financially, you can donate through the Warriors Heart Foundation.
And do you have any people that just want to come to learn what you know and learn from you about animal training?
Absolutely. So we will train anybody who wants to spend time in the kennel how to train and condition a dog.
Fantastic. And so there's room for anyone of any age. I guess it's all adults only, though, right?
This is adults only, but it can be any age adult.
Wow. Well, I'd like to wish you very well in the beautiful work that you're doing for all people with addictions, with PTSD. And just blessings on your program. Thanks so much for being on Health First Radio today.
Kathy, thank you for having me and letting me take a few minutes to talk about Warrior's Heart and our canine program.
Great. It was good to hear you share it. Have a good day.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.